B'chinas Isur K'soivis Kaka. And this is the concept of the Isur in the Torah of a person making any tattoo on their flesh, leaving any permanent mark on the flesh. Ki haksav hu b'chinas hamedame, because writing is associated with medame, b'chinas behemius. Kimoshekosov Rabbeinu Zal b'makamachar, as Rabbeinu Zal mentions at the end of chapter 19 in the first half of Likut Imran. Rabbeinu Zal there quotes the pasuk. The pasuk says, when Amalek came to attack the Jews, so Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, make sure you write this down. Ksoiv zois zikoroin basefer v'sim ba'ozne Yehoshua ki mochoi emche zecher Amalek. Hashem said, write this down for a remembrance, to remember this very, very well. Write it down in a piece of paper and tell Yehoshua not to forget about Amalek. So Rabbeinu Zal says, zikoroin, remembering, is an aspect of behemius. Why? Because an animal also has memory. Rabbeinu Zal gives an example that if an animal touched a certain thing and got a shock, got an electric shock, you'll see that you try to get the animal to walk there again, it won't. The animal will walk away, it'll fight to get away because an animal remembers where it got bitten, where it got hurt, or that kind of thing. So we see that zikoroin is something that's associated with behemo also, behemius, and it's associated with ksiva, ksoiv zois zikoroin basefer. So Rabbeinu Zal says, ksav is an inyan of medame. V'alkein ikur haksav hu al gabi oyer behema. And this is why some of the most important things that we write in Judaism are written on the hide of an animal. Ki haksav bechinas behema kanal. Because ksav, writing, is associated with medame, behema. And when a person writes on the skin of an animal, he's elevating that hide of the animal from behema to odom. Because what is he writing? He's writing words on it. He's writing oisyos. He's taking behema and making it into medaber. He's writing a mezuzah on it. He's writing parshiyos of tefillin, a sefer Torah. He's putting dibur onto this behema. Because every single thing in this world, we are required to elevate in the manner that's associated with it, with its roots. And therefore, by a person writing on the hide of an animal, and writing is an aspect of medame b'chinas behemo. By doing that, the writer, the sefer, is elevating from behemo to odom. By the fact that he's writing Dvorim Shebikdusha on this behema, kegoin Sefer Torah utfilin, v'alkein tzrichin sheyeh ho'or meubod l'shmo. And this is why when they're processing the hide, the skin, it's very important that it be done l'shem kedushas Sefer Torah, l'shem kedushas tfilin. Ze b'chinas ibud ubirur hamedame. This is the concept of working on and refining the medame, the behemius, shubchin as behemo kanal. Aval kishe koisev oisis al gabi b'sar odom, but when a person decides to write on human flesh, to make a tattoo on human flesh, azai hu moirid es atzmoi mi kedusha asoi. He's lowering himself from his kedusha. Ki moirid atzmoi mi b'chinas odom lebechinas behemo, shubchinas ksav. Because he's taking an odom and writing on the odom. We said writing was an inyan of medame. He's taking odom and lowering it to behemo, lowering it to medame, which is the inyan of ksav. Vazai mezgaber boi zua masanochosh chasshon. And he's thereby strengthening upon himself this filth of the snake. Ki hi nechezes bagufanal. Because we said this zua masanochosh is attracted to the body. That's what it associates with. Ukishe koisev ksoivas kaka laguf. And when a person writes a tattoo, a permanent inscription on the body, azai mamshich alaguf bechinas behemius. That person is drawing behemius onto his body. He's making the body, his human body, become more animalistic. Vaideze mezgaber chas v'sholom zuamas hanochosh hanechezes baguf. And he thereby strengthens the zuamas hanochosh that's associated with the body. Ki be'emes onu tzrichin lekadesh atzmeinu kedei lahapech hachoymer letzura. Because we, the Jewish people, are required to sanctify ourselves, to purify ourselves, to change the physical into spiritual, to change the chomer into tzura, so that the body should be purified and elevated to the level of Adam. Ki Yisroel kruyim Adam al yidei shem mekatshenes haguf b'chol minei kedushois atshenes hapech hachomer letzura haguf lenefesh venezdakech haguf b'bchinas nefesh. Because Jewish people are called Adam. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Adam ki yakriv mikem korban l'shem. So the Gemara says, atem kruyim Adam. You, the Jewish people, are called Adam, not the others. What gives you this title, Adam? When you purify yourselves, when you purify and sanctify your body by getting rid of, working on yourself to try to rid yourself of midos roes, kas, kino, gaiva, taivas niuf, taivas momoin, taivas achila, all of these things, and to the point where the person changes the physical matter, he elevates it to become something spiritual. He changes the body into soul. And then vazai nikra odom, then he earns this title odom. Ki ikra ha odom hu bebechinas hanefesh kanal. Because the essence of odom is the soul. When we talk about odom, we're talking about the soul. The ikr ze hashlemus yizke lo osed beis hatchia. And when will a Jew be zeichet to perfection of this, to elevate the body to the highest level of purity where the body is mamish like a nefesh? That's only in the future by Tchias HaMesim. She'oz ye tachles haziko kanal. That's when we will achieve the highest level of purity. Avol onu tzrich lekadesh etzmenu bozeh ha'olam kedei lizkos lozeh la'aseh b'tachles hashlemus. However, we are required to work on this while we're in this physical world to try to do as much as we can to purify ourselves so that we'll be zoiche in the future to the shlemus. And when a person starts making tattoos on their body, they're lowering their body from Adam to Behemoth. And they're drawing upon themselves this zuamas hanochosh she'achizoso baguf, which attaches itself to the body, which is associated with and attaches itself to the behemius, to the animalistic aspect of the person. And then the person strengthens the forces of medame in himself, and everything gets mixed up. The person doesn't know anymore how to choose good, what's bad, what's right, what's wrong. It's amazing that we're learning this now. There's been a change in the world in the past 10 years or so, 20 years ago. Once upon a time, 1 in 10,000 people had a tattoo or something like that. Suddenly, a new insanity came to the world. I don't know how it started. You know, probably usually the trendsetters are the rock and roll stars, the guys who are on drugs, you know, busy, you know, totally zapping their brain as much as they can. So probably one of these maniacs that decided first to put earrings in the ears and have the men wear the earrings and nose rings and all the other insanity came up with this great idea. Why are we missing out on this? Why do we just leave the body alone and have that boring, you know, color of human flesh when we could make all of these interesting drawings? We can have an ox, a buffalo, a snake. We can have all of these interesting drawings all over our flesh. And it's taken off. And again, people are doing it on their arms, on their legs, men, women. You wonder, like, where did this go? How? Rav Nosson Zal in this halacha is showing us that here again, this is the nochash at work. This is the satan who every year introduces new things to the world, new ways of strengthening the medame, strengthening the zuamas hanochash, bringing people down, trying to block people from getting to tchias hameisim, trying to block people from purifying, doing the right thing to elevate their body from Behema to Adam. He's trying to take Adam and turn them into Behema. Gam haksav hula zikorin ledoiros. We know also, as we spoke about the body, now Rav Nosson Zal is addressing the issue of writing. Writing always implies that you want this to be, we're writing this down so it shouldn't be forgotten. I'm writing it down so that my children will have it or my grandchildren, Kikol ksav hula zikorin, because when you write something down, it's always to ensure that this thing's going to be remembered. Ukeshekoisef al haguf ksoivas kaka. And therefore, when a person tattoos on the body, harehu keilu koifer chas v'shalom b'chidush olam, it's as if that person is showing that they reject the belief in the renewal of the world. Ve'eino imamin shezeh haguf shel achshav yizdakech v'yizbarer v'yichle mimenu kol azuma. And this person refuses to believe that the body, this body, is going to be purified and refined, and all the zuama, all the filth, is going to be removed from it completely. Dahainu hamedame shel achshav, the medame that's associated with the body now, shehu medame murbav, which is a messed up medame. Kihu koise v'choikeg baguf k'seves kaka. This person is trying to make a permanent mark on the body, a tattoo, shehu ksav she'enoy nimchel yoylam. That's a writing that can't be erased. That's permanent writing. Ki'ilu oimer, it's as if this person is saying, shezeh haguf lo yishtana lo yoylam v'chinu zeh shel achshav. That my body is not going to change. I don't want it. I want to do something to my body that's going to make it unchangeable. This is never going to change. Shehu b'chinas behema, b'chinas irpuv hamedame, shezeh b'chinas haksav shechoykeg begufoy. He's saying that the body in its current state, in this oilam hasheker, where the body is medame irba, he's trying to lock that in. He's trying to put that in a safe where it's not, nobody, you can't take it out, Like these people who do try to have themselves buried in a steel body, with the hope that, the bugs aren't going to, nothing's going to get to, they're going to be preserved permanently. Again, they want to preserve the body in its current state, in its state of irvuv hamedame, in its state of impurity, imperfection. Kiksav hu b'china zikoron ledoiros, as we said. V'alkein hu moire bozeh sheyuchkak b'china saksav b'haguf ksav she'enim chaloylam. So this person is showing, by putting this indelible writing on his flesh that can't be erased, haynu she'loylam lo yinim chazak sav chasushon, that this is never going to be erased. This is never going to be changed. Haynu she'loylam lo yizdake haguf v'lo yishtana b'china zu shel achshav. My body is not going to change. It's not going to be changed in any way. It's not going to go through any purification. Shubchinas ksav b'chinas behema, the body, which is this concept of medame, ksav behema. Ki be'emes onu maminim b'chidush olam, because we believe in the renewal of the world. She'oz yizdake haguf, then the body is going to go through a complete change, a complete purification. Vazai yavor kol hazuma shoye bezaguf shel achshav. The body is going to be bleached completely. It's going to be cleansed totally. All stains, all garbage, all junk is going to be washed out of it. V'yischadesh v'yizdakech betachles hazikuch. It's going to be renewed and purified with the highest level of purity. Whereas when a person tries to put this tattoo on the body, they're showing that no, I'm doing something permanent, indelible on the body, that the body can't be erased, can't be changed. Kiksav hula zikoron ledoiros, as we said.